the sugarcane is closing by, is closing in, and I'm like right next to the wall. So it was going to, you know, bruise me really bad or hit me on the wall. So, oh man, like it all happened so fast. So I saw all of that and I ducked. Hello, welcome back to the Fobishmark podcast. It's been a while since I last posted an episode. I was kind of busy with some stuff, but yeah, I'm back. And I think I'm back at the best possible time, Thanksgiving week. And I just wanted to do a mini episode today. And, you know, I love Thanksgiving because after Thanksgiving, you know, we officially kick, you know, off the Christmas celebrations. And yeah, it's a fun time. It's a good time to be with family and, you know, to enjoy and just have a good time, especially during this time. Corona has really shown people what family, you know, is really about and how important that is. So anybody that's out there, take your time and, you know, just find somebody to celebrate this time with. Anyway, so today I wanted to share with you, because it's Thanksgiving, and if I'm right, it's the time of being thankful, just from the name. And I wanted to share, you know, a story that I don't think I've ever told anybody. I don't know if because I was afraid or I just had kept it or, you know, but I know that it's a story that I was like, well, I don't think I'll ever tell anyone this story because it's kind of embarrassing, but also... Anyway, so it's a story about the time I almost died. I know that sounds scary. But yeah, every single person has a time that, you know, they came very, very close to dying. Maybe like, you know, because of a mistake of their own or somebody else's mistake. But we all have those moments, you know. And mine came when I was, I think, 8 years old. So let me just give you, you know, create this scene. So... growing up in Kenya has its advantages and disadvantages. But, you know, the advantage is that you're always outside. You always experience stuff outside, you know. And most of the time you play with your friends, your parents don't really check on you that much. And, you know, you will just go to find off places to have fun as kids. And so it was a good thing growing up, but it was also a bad thing. So one time, you know, because I really wanted to hang out with these kids, from my neighborhood, everybody thought they were cool. So I was like, yeah, let me hang out with them. And so they convinced me and a few of my friends to go to town, and, you know, to just have fun. I was actually a very quiet person growing up and I didn't like, just, you know, being out with people that I didn't really trust. But because I wanted to belong, I was like, yeah, you know, what could go wrong? Anyway, so if you've grown up in Kenya or Africa or South America or Asia, you would know about sugarcane. I think it's the primary source of sugar in Africa and all these other places. But I think the US maybe is like beet, so you might not know about that. But so growing up, where we lived was like the... Kisumu was like the intersection of these two main roads, where they used to transport sugarcane. So there would be like huge trucks going by every single, you know, morning and evening, taking sugarcane to the factory. And they were so filled up that there were some, you know, canes hanging on the sides. And because they were like, you know, a thousand ton or thousands of tons of, you know, sugarcane, these were heavy duty vehicles. And so they'll, you know, drive very slowly. So most of the time you run, you know, beside the you know, like the truck, and then as it hit a speed bump, you pull out a cane and people chew the cane. It's very sweet. Anyway, so when we left home, I did not know that this was the adventure we were going for. And I had never done this. And it was actually very scary, but people made it look easy. There were experts who knew how to do this. And so it was one of those things that, you know, as a kid, you're like, yeah, it's thrilling to do this. I really want to do this. And of course, I didn't want to disappoint my friends. And so I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's go and get sugarcane off the trucks, the big, big trucks that, you know, weigh so much, you know, so many tons. Let's just do it. So we go to town, we tie one of the trucks, and as it comes, one of the older kids told me, hey, go ahead and pull out one. And, you know, I was like, well, I don't really know. It was like, nothing, it's fine. Just go ahead and pull out one. Anyway, so I start running across, you know, the road, and it was like a one-way road. So there was not any car at that moment. So I ran across the road, and I was between, it was like under a bridge. So I was like between the end of the bridge and the truck. Anyway, so, you know, this truck comes by, and the guy, I don't even know, the driver was very high up. I don't even think he noticed me. Anyway, so he drives by, and of course, I see one can hanging, and I reach for it. But because I was small, I started getting pulled. And I was like, why is this? It was kind of like tucked in there, so I couldn't really pull it off easily. And so I start running, you know, along the track, trying to pull out these sugar cane. And of course, I was on the other side of the track, so my friends could not see me, so they didn't know what was going on. And as I'm running, I'm like, why is this sugar cane not coming off? Why is this sugar cane not coming off? And so I was coming very close to the bridge, the side of the bridge. When I say bridge, I mean like it was one of those bypass. And we have so many of them here, you know, like the cars go up and then there's, you know, like a tunnel almost in between. And so there was like very little space between the edge of the bridge and where the truck was, like between the truck and the wall. Anyway, so I was small, so I was like, yeah, it's going to be fine. So I was very close to the driver's seat. If, you know, I was not at the very end of the truck, I was like in the middle. So I'm running and pulling this thing, and I'm like, why is this thing not coming off? And as we reach for the bridge, I put my foot, and I was ready to hit the wall so that the force would, you know, the cane would come, and I would pull it off as the truck went the other direction. But that didn't happen. As I came close to the wall, I started getting scared, and I just started running. You know, I just kept running, and I realized that I was actually in a very bad situation, because as you know, as you reach the middle of the bridge, there's a section that kind of comes out a little bit, so there wasn't going to be enough space for me, you know, to go and, you know, come out on the other side of the tunnel. And so I see this thing, and I'm like, uh-oh, what am I going to do, you know? So then I'm like, I don't want to let this sugarcane go. I don't want to disappoint my friends. And I, you know, it was just like adrenaline rush and all that. So anyway, so I this truck, and you know, it all happened so fast. So the truck keeps going, I'm pulling this thing, and finally I'm like, you know, I'm just going to let go. And then I let go, and I look to my left, and the end of the truck is coming, but like there's a ton of like sugarcane that was hanging on that side, and it was a lot. So I was like, oh man, this thing is going to hit me. And so the sugarcane is closing in, and I'm like right next to the wall. So it was going to, you know, bruise me really bad or hit me on the wall. So, oh man, like it all happened so fast. So I saw all of that and I ducked. I went down, and you know, you find yourself in this space where like it is so small and contained. And I was like, oh man, I'm definitely going to die. I am going to die. This is it. But anyway, so when I went down, I just got brushed by a few of the, you know, canes that were hanging, but, you know, the truck just went by. And what happened was, as I looked, as it went by, the huge bundle that was hanging on the side slammed the wall, and a lot of pieces fell off, but some of them just kept scratching. And I just imagined I was going to be between the, you know, the huge bundle and the wall. And so anyway, so the truck left. I didn't get my cane. I'm sitting there and I'm like traumatized, and I'm like, wow, wow, this is what it means to really, really, you know, be in a dangerous situation. Anyways, I walked to my friends. They're like, did you get any? Like, they had no idea of what had happened. And I did not want to tell them because it would have looked embarrassing. So I was just like, no, I didn't, man. Like, you know, it was very high up and stuff. And I kept it to myself. I didn't tell my mom if she's hearing this. This is the first time she's hearing this. Because I knew I was going to get in trouble. So I just kept quiet. But I'll tell you, after that day, I really, really appreciated my life. And I was very thankful for it. Every single day after that, it gave me a different perspective. I realized that, you know, in one moment you might be safe, the next moment you're not. And so I was like, wow, yeah, I'm going to start being very careful. So until this day, anytime I see the sugarcane trucks, I just laugh to myself. So maybe you guys will now know, and I know somebody's going to make fun of me for that. But yeah, today I was like, in my mind, I always thought, one day I'm going to tell somebody this story, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for a very long time until I know I can't get in trouble anymore for it. So it's been quite like 10 years now. So yeah, that's a pretty good time. So I don't think I can get in trouble for that. But yeah, so as you go into, you know, Thanksgiving, I just want to remind you guys to, you know, be thankful for your life, be thankful for everything you have, and just the fact that you're alive. It's not by your own grace. There's somebody that, you know, is always willing to take care of you and be there for you. And of course, God, you know, he always guides you. And he's the reason we're all breathing today. So as we go into this week, just take your time and be thankful. But anyway, yeah. So I just want to tell you about that story. I wanted to get it off my chest. And now that I've told it, I feel like, well, yeah, somebody's going to also learn from that. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.